Welcome to the Freelancer Podcast. My name is Kyle Prinsloo, and in this podcast, I talk about freelancing nuggets without the fluff to help you become a better freelancer. Welcome back to another episode of the Freelancer Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about how you can save 100 plus hours as a freelancer by doing this. Very clickbaity, I know, but just bear with me. So, one of the most underrated ways to scale your freelancing business is actually by saving time. So how do you do that? And the reality is, it's advice you've heard hundreds and thousands of times. Work harder. Let me say it again. Work smarter, not harder. But there you are. You know, you're sitting up late at night trying to figure out how to center a div or make the perfect website or make the perfect logo or figure out the business stuff. And you think that by doing this, you are actually working smarter. But the reality is, you are not. You're actually focusing on the how instead of focusing on the what. And this is a subtle difference, but it is the difference. And if you want to scale your business sustainably, you have to focus on the what before the how. To figure out what you should be working on, start by making a list of everyday tasks that you actually do to run your business. And I think you'll actually be surprised. So some general things like design, marketing, development, sales, emails, taxes, the business side of things, admin, email, you know, all of that stuff. So also one other thing is I would actually encourage you to do this for a month. So track your time from daily, weekly, and monthly, and you'll really be surprised. Once you've got the tasks and you've got the time and everything, you need to answer these questions. Which tasks do I enjoy? Which tasks energize me and which ones drain me? Which tasks directly generate revenue? What can I outsource? What can I delegate? What can I automate? Now, this is actually an interesting stat, but freelancers on average spend over 25% of their time on non-revenue generating tasks like admin and emailing clients. Actually, I was quite surprised looking at the stat because the reality is I actually think it's a lot more. And obviously it depends on, you know, where you are. If you're an established sort of freelancer like 2 to 5 years in, you know, chances are you're not going to be doing that. But if you're in the beginning stages, it's going to look a bit different. And I find actually too many people focus on the fluff. So you have to ask yourself, how many billable hours is that actually costing you? And I would actually encourage you to, and I'm saying actually a lot, I don't know why I need to stop doing that. I would encourage you to reduce this percentage, and you can use some tools, and I'm going to plug a few things, but these are actually worthwhile. So the first one is 8Base to handle AI client communication. This is by my friend Simon Hoiberg. It's a really, really good tool. I use it for my agency, for my different businesses, and it's really, really good. It saved me so much time already. If you know me and the content I put a lot of content out on Wix Studio. I really enjoy, you know, Wix Studio. And yes, you know, we partner together on a lot of things. But even if we're not partnered, genuinely, I would be using, you know, their templates, their websites, builder, everything, you know, because I really believe in it. And then finally is Client Manager. If you guys know, I've got a SaaS, and this SaaS helps you handle client onboarding and management and admin and everything in one place. So I do cover a lot of tools on my YouTube channel. I think you can type in like freelancing tools or something like it, and you'll find some tools. But in short, some tasks cannot be automated, but they're still a waste of your time, you know, and I really encourage you to stop spending and wasting time on things like creating the perfect portfolio, making your logo like pixel perfect, or making your website load one second faster. Rather focus on the things that actually move the needle. Marketing and outreach, SEO and social media content, building your personal brand, advertising and sales activities. Now, when you're clear on what to work on, I would really recommend the Ivy Lee method. And if you want a fascinating read, it's a good article. Just Google Ivy Lee Method James Clear. Great article on how he breaks it down. And I'm going to summarize it. And it's not exactly perfect, but this is just sort of a very brief summary. So, and it's sort of adapting it in a way. So the first one is take 30 minutes every Sunday or Sunday evening to plan your week. This is something that I've been doing probably every 6 months. For the past 6 months, and it's really helped me. Sunday evening, I just plan on my week on, you know, the bullet points on the main things that I want to focus on. The next one is you need to write down the 6 most important tasks you need to complete that week. Now you need to block specific times in your calendar to work on and complete these tasks. Now, during this week, obviously commit to your schedule, but you need to adjust. You know, things pop up and whatever. But you have to look at what does not get finished and what new priorities come up. Then you need to adjust your schedule, you know, for the following week. So the whole point of this episode is to remember that it is not how you work, but what you work on. First fix your what, then work on the how. Alrighty, thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate you listening.